Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We went to the press conference, and that news is Deshaun Watson is now in the 21-day practice window and eligible then to return if they choose to take him off of that 21-day practice window after being on the injured reserve. Jeff, let's just kind of go back for a second here. Just first thoughts on the even having the option to maybe bring Deshaun Watson back this season.
Good. He's under contract for next year, Andy. I mean, people have wanted to ignore that fact. Do you want to bring him back? Do you not want to bring him back? Maybe you see something here, you know, even just on the practice field, and that helps you with that determination. You know, that it just adds yet another huge decision that this franchise has to make moving forward. I don't know what they'll do with it. I would personally think, Andy, if he's healthy, they deem him healthy at some point here, I'd play him. And he could be your starting quarterback next year.
Well, here's your question. I mean, do you think Deshaun Watson, coming off of injury, is going to be a better quarterback than Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, I do.
I think most people would say that yes.
If his shoulder allows him to throw the football better than he threw it last time he was playing because he was atrocious. I mean, it was so clear he was hurt. You know, the shoulder just wasn't holding up. And then the Achilles pops twice.
Yeah.
Once on the field and once, you know, in rehab.
What do you think fans want to see? Sanders or Watson?
Sanders.
The fans want to see Sanders throughout the next couple weeks.
Yep.
And what do you think the front office wants to see? If I'm the front office, I
Fernando Mendoza or
I don't know,
or Arch Manning, or
you think they're ready to move on?
I don't know, Andy. Again, that's there's so many big questions here. To be honest, you know what might not be a bad thing, and I don't think ownership is in a position to do that to do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it clear up a lot of stuff? If right now the Haslams came out and said, hey, Andrew and Kevin are back next year, wouldn't that clear up a lot of stuff?
It'd make it easier to move forward. I don't know if that helps you with the fan base.
I don't know that it does, but it helps
if that helps you sell tickets, because that won't seem to be a problem last week.
It won't, but it'll help you move forward. But again, there are five games left, and you've had a lousy season. And you know my thought on Kevin. I think Kevin's a pretty good football coach.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose out, they're going to make a change. They're going to.
Right.
Unless ownership completely feels guilt.
Well, Mary Kay brought that swing and a miss back up,
right,
too. Yeah.
If ownership completely feels guilt for making these guys deal with the Deshaun thing that they might not have wanted to deal with, then That's how these guys could have a terrible finish and still be back. That's how that could happen. But in theory, Andy, if Deshaun Watson is healthy, and, you know, who knows? I don't know what he's throwing like. Who knows? We've seen him working out like crazy on video. If he's healthy, he's the best quarterback you have.
I'm just sitting here contemplating whether fans would rather see Watson or Sanders at this point. I think you're
Sanders.
Right, Jeff. I think the fans would rather see Sanders at this point. And was it a big deal that he went to Vegas? You know, that he was able there to support him, and you heard what Kevin was saying about, you know, the way they've been in the quarterback
room.
Saying
all the right things. And that's okay. You probably should. But here's the question. You ready? You ready to make it worse?
Sure.
Does Watson give you a better chance to win games down the stretch?
The answer is yes.
Okay. Do you want to win games down the stretch?
The answer, truthfully, as a fan, is yes. But as a guy that wants to see this team be able to, I mean, they're not going to the playoffs this year.
If Deshaun comes back and gives you a better chance to win football games down the stretch and convinces you that he's your quarterback next year in the final year of his contract,
then it makes it easy.
Then why wouldn't you play him? Why wouldn't you want to win? And why wouldn't you start him next year?
And it gives you the opportunity to draft two offensive linemen going into next season.
Or a wide receiver or whatever. Great safety. You know, we all know the offensive needs. But you draft the best player on your board and go.
I know, Browns fans, are you excited that this window is now open, that Deshaun Watson could be taking some snaps by the end of the season? I mean, they've got 21 days to figure it out if they want to put him back out on the field or not. And if he's healthy enough to go back out on the field, I think that's the first question that's going to needed to be answered. And
although Kevin said it's not my or his focus to get him back on the field. It's not his focus. That's Kevin's new thing lately. It's not my focus.
Right? It's not my focus.
That's been his big thing in the last couple of weeks. Mm. He said, but he did say Deshaun will get individual reps and maybe run the scout team.
I don't know. If he's running the scout team, you're one step away from playing on Sundays. Alex is in Canton. Hi, Alex.
This is exactly what I was saying. The heck what the fans want, all right? The fans just want a W, all right? And I was saying the AFC North used to be the powerhouse of the NFL. Look at it right now. For next year, Burrow, Lamar, we got Rodgers. Look how they're playing right now. Look at their record.
Gotcha. Yeah, Alex, I hear you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking that Deshaun Watson's going to get another shot this year. That I think he comes out of the 21-day window and they play him. That they're going to give him they've invested all this money in him. Why would you not play him?
Well, and here's the other thing. If he's not healthy, you're not even activating the window. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got to be healthy enough to get into this window.
The fact that they're even putting him out there and activating the practice window, to me, means he's healthy. Otherwise, you're not going to activate it. Correct?
Correct. Yeah, I think I think it's just a matter of time before they put him back out on the field. Ethan in Chicago. Hi, Ethan. How are you?
Hey, boys. I'm fired up right now. You want to know why?
Tell me why, man.
I'm excited. Hey, I think all of Cleveland wants to see Deshaun Watson back in Cleveland. We want him under center playing for the Cleveland Gladiators, getting rocked in arena football, baby. That's what we want to see. The only forgiveness I want to see him next to those Cleveland Guardian cement statues on the bridge, and we can all drive by and hit him with a snowball. Let him see if he can do something with that. Dodge those. If you
so,
can dodge
Ethan, you're
snowball,
saying you really don't want to see Watson play. So I kind of get it. Thank you, Ethan.
Thus, Andy, an example of why we said no, of why we said Shadur would be the favorite for everybody to start. Here's the other thing. You kind of already know what you have in Deshaun if he's healthy. You know what?
Yeah.
In theory, you know what you have.
Well, no, I mean, have we seen the best of Deshaun, though?
If he's healthy. Well, we haven't seen much of anything of Deshaun.
No.
If he's healthy, I think the coaches already know what they have. Do they feel a need to see Shadur and maybe Dylan?
There's a part of me I'm wondering, are they bringing Deshaun into this role to help Sanders become a better quarterback?
No.
I mean, everyone wants to talk about their relationship and how they make each other better.
Deshaun's not being paid to coach.
I don't think he is either, but is it making...
No.
Sanders a better quarterback?
No. Is it making Gabriel a better quarterback? It's the same thing. I know that Dylan's way down on the pecking list, but remember, he wasn't. So they had a little look at Dylan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now they're getting a look at Shador. We'll see where it goes. But Deshaun Watson's not there to coach. If he was, they wouldn't even open the practice window.
But he's healthy enough to get back out there. You knew that Watson was going to. I mean,
if he's healthy enough to run the scout team, Andy.
Then he's healthy enough to play on Sundays, Jeff.
Pretty close.
Jeff is in Chesterland. Speaking of Jeffs. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I agree that if Deshaun is ready, if he's cleared to play, he should play. And if we have him next year going into the year, he should play. And I don't think Stefanski is going to get fired. His job was never on the line this year because they sort of changed direction midseason as soon as they got rid of Flacco. So, I think that he should play. And that's been our franchise quarterback. We've had a franchise quarterback. He's just been injured. And I think it's more likely that Deshaun, if he's not playing good, he would eventually click. And more of a chance than one of these rookies starting to click.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it. If you want to see Deshaun go back out on the field, does that mean you're done with Shador?
No. I mean, Andy.
I mean, he hasn't had enough time to be in that spot.
I hate to keep going back to the reality. You've got two young guys here who everybody in the league passed over numerous times. You didn't draft them to be your franchise quarterback. If you did, you're a fool. You're hoping to get lucky. And that's great. That's okay. That's great. But you didn't draft those two guys to be your franchise quarterback. And you signed Deshaun to be the answer. We'll see.
Story of the day just happened within the last 25 minutes. Deshaun Watson now in the practice window, which means he is one step closer to being able to return to action on Sundays for your Cleveland Browns football team. So here we go. And, you know, you take a look at the scenario, right? So Shador Sanders is your starting quarterback. He's young. He's had a couple games. Fans are interested, excited. He's got a huge fan base, and he's sitting there with the starting job this week. And then Dylan Gabriel behind him. Fans not so happy about him going out on the field for one play last week. Was your starter for a little while.
Isn't it more that Shador wasn't on the field?
You could look at it any way you want. As I was sitting in the stadium and I looked at Daryl, I was like, No, dude, they're booing him coming out on the field.
Because it wasn't Shador.
No. that's not the gist I had at the stadium.
I don't know, man.
It's not.
It was the idea that Shador was out of the game, Andy. Dylan Gabriel has done nothing to anybody but here.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Jeff.
I try to do his best.
I understand you're trying to be nice, and I was like, wow, are they really booing him? Now, I know there's another theory
Shador wasn't in the game.
Jeff, I hate to tell you I was there. I think they were booing because he was coming in the game.
Okay.
There was the consensus around me, too. They were like, oh, man, really? I hope you're right, Jeff. I hope you're 100% right.
If he was benched or something, that's a different story. But the guy was injured. They had no choice.
I agree. Okay. I agree. But, I mean, I'm just telling you what we heard as we were sitting in the press box during the game. And I was like, are they really? And we looked at each other.
Our fan base doesn't like short left-handers.
Maybe, perhaps. I don't know.
I don't know. Ricardo Rincon was a hell of a guy.
How tall was Paul McDonald?
Taller than Dylan Gabriel.
Man. All right, your reaction right now to what we're talking about, the hot story today, obviously Deshaun Watson returning to the field in a practice setting. He's in the 21-day practice window. They've got 21 days to figure out whether he's going to get back out on the field or else he goes back to the IR.
Can I ask you one thing?
Sure.
How's Shador going to take all the Watson questions he's going to get?
Oh, it's great for him to be. I think Shador's going to answer.
Well, the focus has been on Shador since he's been here.
It's not going to be on him. It's going to be your relationship with him. It's going to be how has he made you a better quarterback? What have you learned from him? What have you, you know, you guys are in the room together. What have you been able to, you know?
Must listen to press conference coming up in the noon hour.
That's amazing. Are we going to play the whole thing?
Every last dang word.
Shador Sanders, that's right. Somewhere around noon, next half hour here. So let's find out. We'll hear what he has to say. But right now, I want to hear what you have to say. Nick's in a car. Hey, Nick.
Nicholas?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. No, still morning. Good morning.
Still morning,
thanks
yes.
For taking me, thanks for taking the call. So first off, Dylan was being booed when he came into the game because this fan base, especially the portion of the fan base that is in the stadium, is a bunch of toxic drunks. That's the truth. Sorry, but that just is what it is. We have a very toxic fan base.
There were a lot of Niners fans there too,
and he was being booed, and it was really embarrassing to hear that. Just from a standpoint of what was supposed to happen at that point, Shador was out with an injury, so Gabriel had to come in as he was the backup, and then we booed that situation. Not we, but those fans that were loud enough to be heard over the telecast as well. So. Again, very embarrassing, but certainly not surprising. Number two, this Deshaun Watson thing, unless the Cleveland Browns are enamored by a quarterback that's coming out in the draft, this is all about preparing Deshaun Watson to be the opening day starter in 2026. There's been all kinds of talk that they would cut him on June 1st. If you do the math, they save about $12 million if they cut him. And if he can play, and I really struggle to believe that he just can't. I know it hasn't been good, but there was a Deshaun Watson that we got from Houston that was an incredibly talented athlete and quarterback. If there's any hint of that, if the shoulder holds up, I'm more concerned about the shoulder than the Achilles.
Agreed.
But if he can throw the football, he is 1,000%. Well, I shouldn't say 1,000%, but I think that there is a very good chance that he's your opening day starter in 2026. You still have Shador and Gabriel on the roster as young up and coming quarterbacks, and they see again what Watson can do. So I expect him to play this year.
Yep.
And if he shows some sign of health and they win games, we're going to be fine.
All right, Nick in his car. Thank you.
What Nick laid out and what we've talked about, if Deshaun's your quarterback next year, even just next year, you don't have to add a quarterback to this team. Just what Nick laid out. Deshaun starts and you have two young guys.
I would think they would trade or try to do something with one of the two, with Gabriel or Sanders. And then
why?
Why?
If Deshaun's already the starter and clearly the starter, why would you don't? I could understand maybe wanting to upgrade, maybe bring in a guy you might think could be your long-term option behind Deshaun because he'd be only on a one-year deal.
It kind of puts you back in the situation you were in to start the season after you got rid of Pickett, right? It's, you know, Flacco was Flacco.
Yeah, it was Flacco, Gabriel, and Sanders.
And so now it's just
you could do it the same way.
And now it's Watson, Gabriel, Sanders. Or I'm sorry, Watson, Sanders, Gabriel.
Well, it could be
today.
But yeah, by the time next year comes around, maybe Dylan Gabriel's beat out Shador. Who knows? You know, who knows?
Right. Let's go to Rich in Bedford. Hey, Rich.
Hey, this is me.
Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Rich.
Hey, I totally agree, man. I'm coming back with Deshaun Watson next year. He was an all-pro before he got here. It ain't Deshaun. Put talent around him. Stop listening to these fans. Every year they want a new quarterback. We're the laughing stock of the league. Carolina right now. They stuck with Bryce Young, and look how good he's doing right now. Look at the Bears. Look how good they doing. You got to stick with somebody and develop them, the quarterback, instead of every year you want a new quarterback. It ain't the quarterback. Look how many quarterbacks we done went through. Work on that offensive line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And get a top receiver. And stick with Deshaun, and Sanders back him up. That's my opinion.
All right, Rich, thank you. I think that could be a popular opinion. Watson, Sanders as the backup, give him a little more time to learn. I think that's what you're going to see. I think fans are going to say that. Like I kind of feel like that's the direction this is going to go in. And you had said earlier, like, everyone wants to see Sanders. And I think that we do. I still think we want to see what he has and to give him the opportunity to continue to play as much as an opportunity gave Gabriel.
And here's the key, and it was just touched on. Let's say that none of the quarterbacks who eventually announce that they're coming out are guys that the Browns are enamored with. Then you don't have to take one. You don't have to take one anyway. But if Deshaun, with 1 year left on his contract, shows he can play, well, why would you roll the dice and take a quarterback that you're not sure about? That would be silly. Start Watson. You have two young guys. you know, we'll see how that plays out. And then kick the quarterback decision down the road for a year
while
you punch up the rest of the team.
I mean, if these guys can get you through to the next season, and or beyond, I'm not saying it's the end-all be-all. What I am saying, though, is if you could go back into the draft next year and do what you did this year, say you have a top five pick, somebody wants to move up to five, they give you their later first-round pick, or you end up with two first-round picks this year or next year because someone let you move up. Now all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at, you know,
you add, if you could do the same kind of trade you did with Jacksonville, if you think Watson is competent to play quarterback and that Sanders and Gabriel are competent to be his backup,
you could rebuild the offensive line in two drafts.
Yeah. Yeah. Because remember, they didn't just get a first round pick, an extra one for next year. They got a second too.
Right. Yeah. And
how's that guy playing? Pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
He's running the football very nicely.
Let's go Ryan Akron. Hi, Rhino.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Ryan.
I got one question, and I got it for Jeff.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I listen to you guys all the time, and I just don't understand Jeff's take on Watson. Why would you start Watson? And my question is this. Do you think Deshaun Watson, in the state he's in, and all the injuries he's had, mind you, he had an ACL in Clemson, he's had two ACLs since. He's had his shoulder blown out. Do you think he's better than Baker Mayfield?
I didn't want the trade when they did it, Ryan. So exactly. I've been dealing with
so
what they've done
him.
Since. Better than Baker Mayfield at the time? Yeah, I thought he was.
Yeah, but Ryan, do you think he's better than Shedeur Sanders? That's the question.
I don't think so. I think that he has played better, and he has better experience in his first 4 years. But sports is mental. And, you know, Dillon Gabriel lost the locker room. Deshaun Watson lost the locker room. We're forgetting one specific thing here. We're seeing talent with Shedeur Sanders, but he's playing with Swiss cheese. You got Judkins. You got Samson, who's showing some flashes in the pan. Judy's becoming a bad apple. He's literally playing with basically nothing, a defense that is so good they can't even win you games. But if you just commit to a quarterback for 4 to 6 years and build a team around him, we will not be stuck in the cesspool anymore.
Mm. We've never done that, right?
Well,
thank
no, they did. His name is Deshaun Watson.
Well, they wanted to.
Right.
To consecutively have a quarterback for 4 years.
But he got hurt. They signed him for five, Andy.
Yeah, Baker's about as good as you got there.
They were committing. It just didn't work. You know, we got to remember that. They thought they had it fixed. Deshaun Watson in Houston was a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield.
Nick is in Medina. Hi, Nick.
Hey, fellas. First time, long time.
Well, thank
awesome,
you. We appreciate
Nick.
It.
So, let's say, I mean, I'm tired of wasting draft picks, so you got to keep Gabriel. You got to keep Sanders. Just keep him on the bench. Keep him on the back burner, right? You got a championship defense, so you got to stay the course. Now, let's say Deshaun, for some miracle, takes you to the Super Bowl next year, right?
Oh,
some
my
miracle
gosh.
That happens.
Nick, are you okay?
Now what do you do?
Nick, you okay?
Do you re-sign him? I'm just saying, some miracle. It always
yes.
happens. Some team becomes
you,
crazy.
If he takes him to the Super Bowl, yes, you can re-sign him. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I just want to see Dan's head explode.
Or do you say that contract was garbage? You got to let him go. Or do you re-sign him?
If you won the Super Bowl with him, he'd have a statue in this town. Everyone would forget everything that went sideways.
No, he wouldn't.
If he took the Browns to the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl, Deshaun would have a statue.
No,
yes,
he
would.
Wouldn't.
Yeah, he would. Sorry, Jeff.
Would you make him go for a lower contract price?
Can we worry about getting him on the practice field before we have him win the Super Bowl and build a statue?
Thanks, Nick. if the Browns won the Super Bowl, whoever the quarterback is, I don't care, would be beloved forever. Forever. It's laughable that we're even thinking this. It's just like, okay. Shedeur Sanders coming up sometime in the next 20 minutes. We are expecting him to have his press conference today. Daryl Ryder will join us in the noon hour, and then Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. The story of the day, Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns announcing today that Deshaun Watson has been cleared to be in the 21-day return to play window for injured reserve players. And so they now have 21 days to decide if they want to activate him to let him play. I would think the fact that he's going to be out on the practice field right now as we speak is a sign that we could be heading down that road this year. Then it then you ask yourself, how does this thing play out? I'll be honest, I'm good with if they want, if Watson can play, I have no problem watching him play. I have no problem with them putting him back out there. I want the team to win when it's all said and done. And if Sanders can help them win too, that's great. If Gabriel can help them win, that's great. I hate walking into these games, especially last week, man. I'm telling you, I know the weather was bad, but it sucks when you walk into that stadium and it's like, the Browns fans are kind of here and there's really not a whole lot to cheer about. And there's a lot of empty seats. And then you see the other team take over the stadium. And that, to me, is just, it's such a kick. It is not good. It just sucks. I hate watching it.
Makes perfect sense. You don't want to see that.
Nope.
The deal with Watson is this. We're going to sit back. We're going to see what happens here. And he's either going to be healthy or he's not. And if he's healthy, Andy, what gives you a better chance to win a football game? Guy who you thought was your franchise quarterback and who has had a lot of success in the NFL and has been injured, or rookie quarterbacks? We all know the answer to that. Let's not kid ourselves. The answer is Deshaun if he's healthy. And they're not activating his practice window unless they think he's healthy. If he can't throw anymore, and he's not even here, he's not going to quit.
He's rehabbing.
He's going to get the contract. But if he can't throw, and they look at his arm and they think, dude, you can't even throw it 20 yards. Well, they're not going to activate his practice window. They're not going to do that.
No, would think they think he can throw the ball 20 yards.
Well,
at this
you would
point.
Think he's. You would think they think his shoulder is okay, and you would think that they think his Achilles is okay.
Otherwise,
they're not putting him out there.
If I would have said to you a year ago after he got hurt, I can't remember which week he got hurt the second, or when he got hurt, they got hurt off season second time, but it was around now. And people were like, we're done. I don't want to see him anymore.
Well, they were terrible last year.
But nobody wanted to see him. And people, I would say, well, guys, they're still paying him. And if he can get healthy and he can get on the field, they're going to give him the opportunity to get back out on the field. And I understand the money part of it. I get it. There's got to be a part of the front office and ownership ego that would love for that thing to turn around and say, you know what, maybe it wasn't the worst trade in NFL history.
I don't know, Andy.
I'm not saying that that's going to happen.
I think that ship has sailed.
They're already convinced. But they have an opportunity to change it. He's got another year.
The idea of thumping your chest and saying, see, we were right after all.
It's not that, Jeff.
I don't think that's even on the table.
It's not right after all. It's, hey, guys, it really wasn't the worst trade in NFL history. Because right now, as it sits, it is.
It's going to be hard to never. And I don't know that that's true, by the way. I think the Herschel Walker trade might still be worse.
This one doesn't feel very good.
Either way, they're not really good. Any chest thumping is done. That's not possible here. The question you're going to have is, is he healthy enough to go on the football field? Then you have to decide if you want to play him. And if he's okay, then I would assume he's the starting quarterback next year. If he happens to play this year and shows that he's competent, why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be the starting quarterback?
Jeff, if he's healthy enough in this 21-day window, why wouldn't you put him back out on the field? Again,
if
you want to go back and say, well, look, it's a third and a fifth round draft pick. Why would we?
No, I agree. I mean, if the guy is healthy, you want to try and build some momentum to next year. And I know that sounds ludicrous, but you have five games left. If you win three of them, well, it's a lot better than winning three of your first 12, isn't it?
I go back.
And he's under contract for next year.
Wasn't it Eric Mangini that saved his job? Or was it Eric?
I don't know. It was Eric.
It was Eric, because they won their last.
Mike Holmgren thought it wouldn't be fair to let him go.
After they won their, and the team didn't quit on him, they won their last four games of the season, and he gave him the opportunity to come back and still be the head coach.
Those guys in the locker room are not playing like a bunch of guys who are worried about who they're going to take in the draft next year. And so if Watson is healthy and gives them a better chance to win, who do you think they're going to want on the football field?
Whoever's going to help them win. Who's going to get me the ball?
That's exactly right.
Were you settled into the thought that Sanders was going to get the start for the rest of the season?
Well,
and now there's an opportunity. Again, the opportunity wasn't there when we started the show. The opportunity is now there for Watson to show that he's healthy enough in this 21-day window and for the Browns to say, you know what? We're going to activate him and we're going to play him. It would not shock me. I understand. Again, I'll say it 1,000 times. I understand the fiscal part of it. I do. But I also understand the fact that they spent a lot of money, gave up a lot of resources to even bring him here in the first place. It has failed miserably to this point. And now they have a chance to maybe salvage something out of that trade. Salvage if he can go out there and help them win. And maybe winning isn't the answer. If you truly believe, like we started at the beginning of the show, we were talking about Mendoza being the quarterback for the Browns and why you would want to watch the Big Ten Championship on Saturday night to say, oh, well, maybe this is our guy. Maybe that's our next guy. Maybe that guy isn't that guy. It might be the guy that's already here.
I think the key thing to this entire thing, Andy, is this. Is there a quarterback coming out in next year's draft, in 2026, the upcoming draft? Is there a quarterback that they are, and whoever they will be, you know,
right?
We got to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever they think is absolutely the guy. And this is a guy that we can build around for 5 to 10 years. And if so, it doesn't matter about Shadur. It doesn't matter about Gabriel. It doesn't matter about Watson, because Deshaun's in the last year of a contract. You draft that guy. But if there's not, if they don't think that, all right, we have a top five pick, and that guy's not top five, and we don't think he's going to be a long-term NFL starting quarterback, well, then this could give you options. Deshaun coming back could give you options where you could kick that down the road, the future quarterback decision, kick it down the road, give it another year, and attack it again in 2027 when a lot of these good young quarterbacks who folks have talked about all year are going to come out. And it also gives Deshaun a year to get his act together on the football field. Gives a year for Dylan and Shadur, especially Shadur, to develop and see, all right, could that guy become the guy? I mean, it buys you time and then would allow you to develop the other parts of the team. I mean, I think it's a possibility that that's what ends up happening. If Watson plays this year and looks something like what he looked like in Houston, heck, even what he looked like here when he was doing okay, man, you could really help your football team by not reaching for a quarterback next year.
216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Again, the news of the day, Deshaun Watson has entered into the 21-day window where the Browns could put him back on the active roster coming off of IR. Do you want to see Watson this year? Do you want to give him the chance to walk out on the field and help this team try to win? I mean, if I'm on the defense, I do. I want the best quarterback on the other side of the ball that can help us win, because defensively they've been playing well enough to win a lot of games. Then again, they need to fix special teams too. Jim is in Strongsville. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, gentlemen. Time. It's all about time, right, Jeff? Unfortunately, you have the most apathetic I've ever seen this Browns. I'm a season ticket holder. I'm down there every week. You are to the point where I have never seen, since they've come back, this fan base so apathetic towards this team. And what I see happening is, and I understand you're buying time. You know what buying time means to me? Next year's a big lame duck year. You're going to come back with a coach that's probably going to get fired either mid-year or by the end of the year. I don't believe in the coach. I don't believe in the front office. So chances are you're going to get some point next year realizing you got to clean this whole thing out. You think you're buying time. They've been here 6 years. Then it'll be 7.
Jim, I mean buying time on the quarterback decision. The last thing this organization needs to do is to reach for somebody in the draft with that high pick that they're going to have and not think that he's the guy. Wouldn't you agree with that, though?
I 100% agree. Okay. I am 100% for not reaching for a guy. But I'm also behind the fact, I'm also a fan of this saying that no matter how you roll the dice year to year, it's very rare that one quarterback doesn't come out of the draft as a bona fide starter and a bona fide franchise guy. And I say that from the standpoint, it's not always the first guy. It's most of the time not the first guy.
You're right.
So I'm saying, like, that's, you know, I understand the thought, but my thinking is that there will be a franchise quarterback in this draft. Do I know who it is? I don't. Do they? That's their job.
There's
they should
the question,
probably figure
yeah.
it out. But my whole point is, guys, I already feel like we're going in next year as a lame duck year. And I don't know how many lame duck years I can take. I don't know how many lame duck years this fan base can take. I can understand Jimmy wants to build into the new stadium, and he wants to build excitement. And maybe next year is kind of a throwaway year for him because, well, if we really start building in 22, you know, we'll roll right into it. I don't think this fan base is going to stand for it. How are you going to sell PSLs and do all these other things that they want to do when, honestly, I'm starting to hate this team. I am starting to hate this team. I'm starting to hate this front office. I love that he's being patient, but I don't have patience. I've been watching this too long. I need to win before I die. Can we please get a Super Bowl or at least go to one before I die?
Jim, you're in good health, aren't you? It gives them a pretty good runway then. Jim's a young enough guy. Got a couple decades then.
In our lifetime.
Oh, goodness.
We're back to that again. In our lifetime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.